Rise, and don't let the world drag you down. Oh, you are never to see another human in negative light unless negative is all they do. And if that is the case, stop speaking to them. Do not play their games. Do not try to fight them. If you ever ask yourself what bullies want from you, it is to make you a bully too. They want you to hurt them. They want you to throw the punch. And they want you to win. They want you to snarl like they snarl. They want you to be like them, so that for a moment, as they corrupt you, they can feel normal again. I am one of the last remaining shit-kicking Boy Scouts. No alcohol, no drugs, and no friends. Nobody likes a Boy Scout. The universe does have a sense of humor, though. One of the first things at my gym was boys accusing me of using drugs. I was a fat guy, I wasn't really muscular. But one of the boys pointed at my water bottle and said, "That's his gear." That's the gym slang for drugs. But that was my nasty, cheap, energy berry drink from the supermarket. It was the only time I ever tasted the devil's ass. I now make my own, much milder drink mix, and with electrolytes. Oh, even after all those years, I am still overweight. But I made great progress, and I work out very hard. Shortly thereafter, another boy said, "I wonder what we would find if we tested his bottle." Rice flour. It's used as a buffering agent to slow down the release of the energy mix. Then a couple, a very cute couple, noticed me drinking green stuff, and that was just a little bit of mouthwash, as I had to go to the dentist because of a broken tooth and I didn't want to smell. Last year, a young lady stood by my water bottle filming the rice flour for something like 45 seconds. And again, "What is in your bottle?" came up yesterday. When I first stepped into a coffee shop in Michigan, the now dads were doing drugs as teenagers. It was seen as cool. I gave them care and advice, but no friendship. Drugs meant people were given bad culture by their parents, so their drug use was just a symptom. Many other problems were all over the place. Alcohol and temporary relationships usually followed, if you want to call that a relationship. Most frequently, though, it was lies, manipulations, complete misunderstanding of the world. The kids were doing best they could under the knowledge of the world that they had, and that knowledge wasn't very much. Even though I didn't want to be their friend, I still thought of my troublemakers as friends. And when I finally left, I cried for ages. In fact, I once met a Valkyrie out on a mission of vengeance, and oh boy, she meant it. And she taught me that people cry in a million ways. She was crying about what was done to her. Angry people who just want to hate cry. Even the large person stuck in a fast food restaurant parking lot honking their car, yeah, that is a form of crying. And when I write about losing my friends, I cry also. These stories are a way of crying. But there was no alternative, not at all. Just like you can't fight a bully without becoming a bully, you get to take your stuff and leave if you have friends like that. They are creating all the problems that you are hoping to help them with. It is an endless procession of self-destruction. It will never stop, ever. Even my oldest friend from high school, from the very class I dropped out of, because the biology teacher said that weed is an herb and I would have none of that. When she invited me for her birthday, people were smoking drugs behind their garage, and what an awkward thing that is. And then some recently released soldier kid tried to fight me, and violently so. I didn't even know I was in a fight until my friend jumped in to break it up. Military broke that poor kid. Now he was violent and really drunk. I've never been drunk, and I've never done drugs. And this was one of the moments that showed me that I really did not belong there. It took a couple of more events like this, because this was my friend from high school, to just say, I don't want to come and see you anymore. This is one of my tragedies in life. But it was dangerous. It was insulting. It was stupid. And I hated watching my friend being stuck. It always involved drugs and alcohol somehow. I didn't want to be part of that. Each time I visited my friends, they were deeper away from who they really were supposed to be. They were very brilliant people. Those drugs are still stupid, but where I live, they are dangerously legal now. And there is even a dispensary some 3 minutes from where I live. You see why I am being accused of having weird shit in my water bottle. Parents have betrayed their children. But some, and thankfully, will fight the fuck back. And I remember really well when my school friend became an addict. This was still when everything was illegal. I remember the exact words and intonation. It was her uncle, and he said, "You're old enough now." He made it sound like it was rite of passage, but he was just coping with being a fucking loser and an addict. She tried to stop a couple of times, but all her friends did it, and life was stressful. She eventually saw me as the one that is odd. You see, abandoning my friends was the loudest thing I could say to them. It was my final protest. They wouldn't listen to me otherwise. It was best for all. Even without legalization, you may be faced with a smelly turd like my friend was. And you have to treat them like a bully. You have to understand that they are trying to make you one of them so that they can feel normal. But the only way they could ever become normal again is by going to rehab. You have to learn to resist and to walk away. You must protect your mind and your future and the minds of your children even. You have to protect your dignity. And you have to speak loud and clear when describing people trying to get you to use drugs. They are not your family. They are not your friends. They are your destroyers. Here, many people will think that these words are very cruel, because people who do use drugs have lives and they struggle, and they have their own world, just like everyone else. But, ladies and gentlemen, what is missing here is the person that they were supposed to be, the person that they don't see anymore. We are all extremely beautiful creatures, and we are each meant to become a brilliant, beautiful, great being. Drugs will stop you from ever getting there. Yes, many users will be deeply offended, but I am only reminding them of who they once were. I'm asking them to go to rehab and grow into powerful and noble, dignified adults who now can serve as inspiration to children and those who lost their ways. No one is meant to become a creepy uncle that destroys the most brilliant within young people. I am a big fan of the West Point Cadet Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. That last part is my favorite part. It asks you to rise, to reject the troublemakers. Those of you who have already crossed the line, I ask you to be more than just offended at what I am saying to you. I ask you for rage, for fury, for the most powerful within you, so that you have all the energy you need to challenge life rather than let it bend you. Go shopping. Get a backpack, 3-season tent, and especially a little pink shovel. And go. Go walk the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. Learn to say no. Learn to keep moving. And when you make it to the end of your third trail, become a guide so that others may follow in your footsteps. The rest of you? Yes. Rain your fucking wrath. Because this is a matter of your existence and the integrity of your mind. You must learn to rise to no end. Hang on 10 minutes more if that's all you got. But learn to walk away as soon as you can and start a new and better life. I don't know what drugs do. But I can tell that they make your life pass you by. They not only make you need more drugs, but trick you into thinking that you can't live without them. You have to rise. You have to learn to grow, and grow all the way up until you become a great, brilliant being. You'll know what to do from there. But until then, rein your wrath, kicking and screaming. Resist, walk away, leave, find a better world. Understand that the reason why people want you to use drugs is because they regret starting them. They see that as a flaw within them. And if they see you using drugs, that flaw is a little bit smaller, it's a little bit less. And again, they feel a little bit more normal. But that is not healthy behavior. They should go to rehab, and you should stay away until they feel better.